Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 29th of June at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about what Irish enterprises need and should expect from the Irish EU Council presidency. And we'll be looking at what CEOs worry about the most and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in those global papers and websites in the talented company of Kate English, the chief economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
I hope you had a lovely weekend and you got some sunshine.
I did.
Go to any gigs or any Gaelic football games?
No, but I was certainly watching the football yesterday. Both matches, they were an exciting one.
Absolutely. Up the dubs, as we like to say around our way. Okay, let's start with oil prices. The Americans launched a tax over the weekend on Iranian assets, and the Iranians responded yesterday. So I thought oil prices were going to go nuts this morning. But then overnight, there was talks of resumption of peace talks. And what impact has that had on the markets?
Yeah, so we've essentially been watching oil prices now since last Thursday when this initial strike would have happened. And we didn't see a huge reaction in markets on Friday. Indeed, markets actually ended up down or closing lower than where they began on Friday morning at about $73 per barrel. For Brent crude oil. And this morning, again, we were anticipating, would we see some bit of a spike, particularly in those futures market, as the morning came to pass. But we haven't.
No.
There's been a small marginal bounce when we look at West Texas, rose about 1%, up nearly $70 a barrel after settling on Friday, just sub that $70 a barrel mark. And we see similar movements across other Brent oil benchmarks as well. So not the reaction we were expecting. But I think in reality, when we look at what's happening across the market, you know, this is a familiar pattern in almost one sense that the market are used to seeing at this stage of where there is almost a bit of a stop-start taking place. But certainly that kind of presumption of an agreement that has come through this morning, I think, would have settled them to some degree. But I think it's one to continue to watch as we move throughout the week. But certainly early indications on a Monday morning is that oil is to remain about $70 per barrel.
And I suspect the markets will open fairly benignly this morning. They were certainly relatively benign overnight in Asia. Now, SpaceX, it's only been on the market about 2 weeks. It's now interested in buying a giant mobile phone provider in the United States called T-Mobile.
Yeah, so as SpaceX was announcing its IPO, it made it quite clear that it was looking to do expansions as well, particularly into the wireless industry and any companies within that space. And it has emerged kind of over the weekend that T-Mobile would be one of those firms that it could possibly acquire. Now, this is still only a commentary stage. There's nothing confirmed about it. And I'm sure we will see many more names come into the mix here as well. And really, this is an example of what happens post-IPO. You know, an acquisition trail often starts emerging. There has been a wall of cash made available to SpaceX.
By a lot of retail investors.
And ready to invest. And oftentimes, there's three ways of doing that. You know, you see kind of new technology emerge from a firm. They may look at building new products or begin trying to make significant acquisitions to build their footfall or foothold in a certain industry. And I think that is the example of that third one is now what we're beginning to see take place. But as I said, I would expect to see many more names come into this conversation as the coming weeks and months go on.
So SpaceX is having a pretty good year. VW, Volkswagen, not so good.
Not so good year. So when we look at what's happening in Volkswagen, there's an announcement that there's a possibility of shutting four German factories and ramping up job cuts to as many as 100,000 people across the firm as a whole, which is a significant overhaul. It would be one of the largest we've ever seen in the automotive or car industry. And well, why are we seeing this? You know, this is a symptom almost of that. If we take our mind back, Joe, you and I have spoken about the famous Draghi report many, many times in here. It's that competitiveness edge that exists within Europe. But there's, you know, when we look at what's happening with Volkswagen, it has seen, I suppose, a less immediate access to the US now with the introduction of tariffs, even though it does have some US facilities. Its access to that market has certainly been impacted. We've seen a rise in Chinese EV products within Europe, but we're also seeing a more sluggish performance within those that European market as well. And it's almost the three stools of which Volkswagen operates in are under pressure. And when you see we've already, if you look at the stock market or share price as well of VW, that's down almost about 28% in the last 6 months. So since the start of this year. So such a fall in that share price, that competitiveness really under pressure calls for some form of action. And the automotive industry, it's not unknown to have, once it enters into problems, to see quite significant ones. You know, maybe cast your mind back to 2008, 2009, when we would have seen quite large scale government investments or interventions within the US automotive industry. But certainly this would represent a very large structural overhaul of VW if it is to follow through. But certainly it's that competitiveness that's under real strain and from multiple different sides.
Now, why would we see a spike in imports into our supermarkets from American originated food?
Yes.
We don't buy that much American stuff. A lot of condiments, I suspect.
A lot of condiments. So we have the effects of, I suppose, the EU and US trade deal. Remember, that was agreed towards the end of July 2025, almost 12 months later, that is finally due to come into effect. And it's actually from Wednesday of this week that we could start to see American foods. So think about it in terms of ketchup, cheese, pork or lobster that would become cheaper to import and may begin to appear on the shelves in Irish supermarkets. I think it's important for listeners to be aware that this doesn't include chicken or beef, which is often discussed.
Very controversial on the hormone treating and the chlorine washed chicken.
Absolutely. So that is still set to stay off the Irish menu. However, it is from Wednesday that EU-US trade deal can commence. It will make cheaper to bring in those products to the EU. So will you start to see more of them on
our
shelves?
Do you buy a lot of ketchup, Kate?
I don't. I like ketchup, but I wouldn't say it's top of my shopping list.
Absolutely not. And finally, banks and tech companies are in a rush to fire senior executives before new rules come in.
Yeah, so new rules are due to come in the UK from January of 2027. And what essentially these are doing is it's removing the cap on compensation for unfair dismissal. So it's currently set at an employee's annual salary or £125,543 to be specific.
Wow.
But from January 2027, that cap has been removed. And we're beginning to see kind of some commentary emerge of, well, will we see almost a flurry or a spike or a surge in high tech or bankers' roles that are being made let go before that. But I do think, you know, we're bound to see a lot of stories emerge because of this. But it is important to remember that any kind of change within firms, be that hiring, restructuring decisions, you know, they are based on law. They are often strategic decisions.
Yeah.
They're very expensive things for businesses to do, and they're not taken without the proper levels of due diligence. So I think this is an interesting one to play out. But do I see big lines of bankers and tech workers joining the dole queues?
I'm not so sure. Yeah. Kate, have a lovely week. Enjoy yourself if you can. Kate English there, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Back in a moment, looking at what the Irish presidency could mean for our companies.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.